We've just completed about the second year of a multi-year trial looking at our different program approaches for managing psyllid to prevent HLB infection in young trees. Primarily, we're looking at the use of soil-applied neonicotinoids, such as imidacloprid, thymethoxam, and clothianidin, applied every 6 weeks, and then the effects of foliar applications of different modes of action, either alone or in conjunction with the soil-applied systemics. What we found was that use of soil-applied systemics every 6 weeks, plus rotation using foliar sprays with different modes of action between those soil applications, is by far the best route for keeping HLB infection rates low. We kept it at 0% infection rate during the first year. Unfortunately, during the second year, we actually had a resistance problem that came in one of our plots or a series of plots where we were not rotating pesticide modes of action. And what it showed is that in a period of just 5 generations, if you don't rotate pesticide modes of action, you can actually get a product failure and an increased rate of HLB spread throughout the grove. And so this became very clear throughout the next year of this study, and it just emphasizes the importance of the soil-applied neonics in protecting young trees, but the fact that you also need to include pesticides with different modes of action, to prevent resistance development and keep this and slow the spread of HLB. And in this particular study, what this the resistance resulted in was about a 2 to 3 month window where the psyllid populations we weren't able to control. And it was during that time our infection rate in our neonic-only plots went from 0% up to as high as about 43%. And that happened just when you let the psyllids go unchecked for just a period of a couple of months. So again, the important things are rotate your product modes of action and keep those psyllid populations as low as possible. Giving the psyllids a break at any time of the year can result in pathogen spread, especially on these young trees which are flushing throughout the year. They're always going to be a target for psyllids to come in and colonize. So it's important to keep pressure on the psyllids all the time on these young tree blocks, as well as industry-wide, because the pressure that young trees and other blocks will see has to do with the amount of psyllid pressure in the area. So again, the area-wide control programs, the CHIMA program, is very important, not only for the individual grower, but for all growers to be successful in managing HLB.
You mentioned the CHIMAs. Really, for mature trees, that's the best way to go, right?
Yes, because once the trees get 9 foot and taller, the soil-applied neonics aren't going to be available. You can't get enough of that product. You can't apply enough of that product to the roots and get it uptake to be effective based on the current label rates. So really all we have for controlling psyllids on these more mature trees are going to be foliar applications of pesticides. And in general, most of these foliar applications do not provide true protection. They don't prevent the psyllids from infecting a mature tree. So basically what we end up with is a situation where you have to keep the psyllid population as low as possible in order to manage disease spread in mature trees. And we also have a little bit of work going on right now that's showing some promising results with our kale and clay applications, which may be a useful tool in the future for foliar applications as well.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.